Give glory to God, our light and our life.
You're listening to the recordings of sessions from the Institute on Liturgy, Preaching, and Church Music in July of 2024, hosted by Concordia University, Nebraska. If you'd like to learn more about past LCMS worship institutes or about those that might be coming soon, visit lcms.org/worship-institute.
Welcome this afternoon. My name is Benjamin Kaloji. I am here to talk to us about organ suggestions for the liturgical year, sourcing digital scores. Now, there's something a bit odd about having a handout for this topic because there's a lot of hyperlinks and clicks that you have to do that really you can't do on a sheet of paper. So what I've done, this whole presentation you're going to see is on my website here. So, if you're not used to using this QR code here, all you have to do is take your camera, hold it up to the QR code. It will take you straight to this website. Except that the signal in here is not very good. But in theory, it takes you straight to the website. I have 4 bars. It will take you to the website. All you have to do is scan. Then you have the hyperlinks, all of this. So you can click all of this at home, listen to things again. You don't need to worry about, you can do it all at home. So just kind of be present. Yeah.
Can we get the website address?
It's kind of complicated, but
it's.
Yeah, it's.
I have this hidden. This is my wedding music website, so. But
really, I'd recommend just finding some place where you have signal and just scanning the QR code, and it'll take you straight there, and then you can do all of these things. So, for a number of years, I've been going to AGO chapters around the nation and doing a similar presentation, where I show people, composers. That they can download pieces they can download for free on IMSLP. Who knows what IMSLP is? Okay, when I started this, I would ask that question, and many people did not know. And here lately, I think the pandemic, we spent a lot of time at home, and people figured this out. But for those of you who know it, let me just quickly review. IMSLP stands for International Music Score Library Project, and it is a compendium of copyright-free music, generally. So if you want a hymn tune on Holy, Holy, or arrangement Holy, Holy, Holy organ, see what you get. Okay, so there's some pieces. Unholy, holy, holy. There you go. Okay, so something for you to download. That's the whole principle. So those of you who use IMSLP, you know all about this. But IMSLP is very daunting. There's a lot of composers. There's hundreds and thousands of pieces. It's hard to maneuver. So what I've endeavored to do today is to suggest pieces based on the liturgical year. So we're going to go Sunday through Sunday. And this is kind of loose. I mean, an Advent hymn is an Advent hymn. Savior of the Nations Come is a sign for the first Sunday of Advent, but you might not necessarily do it. So you will have to be flexible, and we want it to be flexible. So I'm going to go through these. I did include in this session some CPH settings of some of these tunes simply because they don't exist perhaps on IMSLP, and obviously those aren't free. You can for my AGO sessions, it's all I just do digital sources that are free. But since we have the resources of CPH and we have unique tunes in LSB, I figure that was okay to do this time. So I would like to introduce you to some pieces, some composers that you might not know, and we'll begin with Advent. Savior, the nations come. Who plays this chorale prelude by Pachelbel? Yeah, do you have these? Pachelbel has, all of his organ works are on IMSLP. They're very practical, very useful. I'd highly recommend them. Zakow. Who knows who Zakow was? Yeah, he was Handel's teacher, wasn't he? not quite the musician that Handel was, but he provides us some nice, easy little pieces. This is actually a set of variations on Save Nations Come, and I wanted to play a bit of that for you. Let's hope the internet works. This is Zakow. No pedal either. So this afternoon, we're not going to listen to all the recordings, but you can go back and listen to the rest of the variations as you wish. I find these really quite winsome. And if you're stuck with a keyboard or a piano or something, this is perfect because it doesn't require pedal. I think I'm going to save Liardon for coming up. On Jordan's Bank, dum, 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 dum. I'm not going to go through all of these under each today, but you can do that on your own. Look at this fellow. Puer Nobis. Let's see if I can get the... Again, you don't have to use pedal on this one. I find that particularly a nice little winsome. Dun, 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 dun. The tune is kind of hidden, but I think your people can figure it out. Chesterfield, this is a sign for Advent 3. Hark the glad sound, the Savior comes. There really aren't any viable settings that I could find on IMSLP. So here's where I'm calling on CPH. This is Cully. This one, our good sound. That's from that volume. You can click on this at home and look at these others. Some of these tunes are more, find themselves in the repertoire a bit later, so there aren't Baroque settings or Romantic settings of them, one of which is this. Even though it's an old tune, it wasn't really used as a hymn tune until recently. So this Jonathan Coors from the Proclaim series. A little bit more active. You're going to have to practice that one. You know, some of these, I really aimed for ease. You know, it's like you got your hymns on Wednesday and you got to practice on Thursday and Friday. And so you know, that one's not going to follow that definition. But some of these previous ones without pedal, probably more likely. Jacob Weber also has one in his Mosaics series. Now, we have these common tunes. From Heaven Above. So here again is from the same Pachelbel settings. Many of you probably have the Dover book of these. I have the Dover book, but they're all downloadable. This one is just absolutely lovely. From Heaven Above, Pachelbel has two settings of this. Zachow again, Handel's teacher. As again, an easy setting. No pedal, this can be manuals only. This really isn't two manuals, this is a single manual here. Set of variations, verse 2. You know, pedal part, but you wouldn't necessarily have to play it on the pedal. That could easily be left hand there. And that's all just two little variations like this. I mean, this would be a nice for offertory or something. Click on that link. Georg Böhm. This is very short. The melody is in the soprano here. Then I wanted to. Sam Etherton has a series and has a setting in Proclaim again. If you don't have that series, it's a nice one to invest in. Has anybody used the Father's love begotten. I kind of like this. This is a new find for me, and I debuted it in David Cameron. I guess after he was done being Prime Minister of the UK, he went to composing organ music. Of the Father's love begotten. I recorded this one myself because I quite like it. If you have nice strings, down to the left hand. I think that's a lovely setting. So just so we're clear, all you have to do to get that setting is just click on my page here. Once you get to it, just click on it. There it is. You can look for it on IMSLP, search for it, but I put it here for you so you don't have to do it. You can just click if you can get to the page. If you don't feel like you can get to the page, come talk to me afterwards and I'll make sure that you can, because if you can't, you not going to get a lot out of this. And then I have another setting here I'm not going to go through. A line got in der Hose I air. A whole bunch of settings for this. This tune was used in C.F.W. Walter's liturgy of 1856 in America. This was the liturgy was very different than the common service like we have in TOH, that sort of thing. His service started with the Kyrie in chorale form, and then it went straight to the A line got in der Hose I air as a Gloria. Either the DCS setting or the later ones, the da-dum, 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 and there's the other one too. So that was a popular hymn, so it shouldn't surprise us that it appears in a number of places. This is Boom. thing about some of these Baroque pieces is you could register this kind of however you wanted to. I chose to register this basically a plain 8-4-2 mixture with a reed on the pedal. But if your organ doesn't have that, or if you have something that sounds better, you could register this with an 8-4 flute, or an 8-2 flute, maybe an 8-foot principal on the pedal, or something. This Baroque music just lends itself to all manner of registration, just so long as you can hear the voices. But I think this is a nice piece there. Another one, Sam Etherton arranged this in his Telemann settings. To Jordan came the Christ our Lord. There's not a lot of settings of this for Epiphany 1. Zakow, though, has one. We can count on him to have it. Yeah, he needs a fan club. But I want to take this time to tell you about a particular person, Pietro Cataneo. I'm going to do it this way because this is a tangent, but I think it's important. I was doing this, I won't say which date, but maybe you can guess, one time for an AGO chapter, and I got criticized because I wasn't including enough women and young people. You can guess which date that was. But it got me thinking. Number one, neither one of those two categories are particularly well represented on IMSLP. So I kind of made an intentional effort to find more of those categories, not just for the sake that they exist, but actually to find good music. And I found this fellow, not woman, but younger, Cataneo. He was born in 1998, so however old that makes him, 20-something. But look at all the, he has a lot of nice settings here. Okay, this is actually his arrangements. I need to find his own pieces. No. I want to find his. Well, at any rate, I'm not exactly sure how to do that. But he's an Italian fellow, as you can tell by his name. And he's really quite prolific, and he sets a lot of useful hymns, tunes, like this one, which we don't really have a lot of settings of this. This is more of a modern setting than I usually prefer, but listen to it. It's kind of neat. So that's his whole setting. I suppose he envisioned that as a hymn introduction. I'm not really sure I would use it that way. The melody is not particularly that evident, but I could see it as an offertory. You know, maybe play it twice if you need it longer, adjust the registration. But many people use IMSLP as a self-publishing platform, and he is one of them. So again, you have to do your own curation. Some of the stuff is better than others. the only son from heaven, an epiphany, Pachelbel again, we have Pachelbel, I won't even click on that, Svelink. Actually, that's just the first of several variations. And not easy to find settings of that. But I have some more, in case you're interested, down here. Epiphany 3, O Christ, our true and only light. Yeah, I want to talk about this fellow here. Gael Liardon. I'm going to do it this way again. See if I can get a... He was, no, I don't want it translated. When I started doing these sessions, he was alive. and he died in 2018, and I was very, very sad because he produced such wonderful music. He lived in Switzerland, and he taught at conservatory, I think Lucerne or Geneva or someplace. And he specialized in imitating Baroque composers, particularly Pachelbel and Bach. So that is his style. That's his only style. But look at all these. I mean, so if you go to just type in his name like I did, so you'll see all these. So these are the tune names. So obviously when you open LSB, look at your tune names on the bottom right. And look, so nimm dir meine Hände, da 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 da. It's one on that. Wallet Wilch der Geben, Veni, O Come, Come Emmanuel. I don't even know what this is. I haven't played this. I'm just going to click on it and see if it will evidence my point. Wachedauf. Okay, here's a little fugetta. So if you're looking for an introduction on Wachedauf, dum, 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 dum. This would be a perfect introduction. How many measures is this? You know, but your congregation probably already knows the tune. They don't need anything long or elaborate, and you don't want to practice anything. Look, and I didn't even prepare this. I just clicked on it, and there it is. Which my point is, this fellow wrote a lot of good music. It's very practical. Now, he has some stuff that's like pedal solo, which is really fun to play, but probably not in the practical category. But what I wanted to, so back to our actual topic. So the tune for Epiphany 3, O Jesu Christe, wahres Licht. This is just an introduction. Let's see what I have here. It's an intonation, a very short intonation. See, I like this guy so much. I can't leave him here. he just has so many wonderful things. If you remember nothing else from today, remember Gael Liardon. I mean, I go to him all the time when I'm looking for things, and it's all that style. Oh, here's, I like this one. This, I play this for a wedding pre. So, wait, no, this is not the one. This is the, no, at any rate, that was, maybe it's this one. Dum 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 dum. He sets it like Paco Bell has it, a trio. Two voices in the hands, one in the pedal. And it happens to be a canon at the fifth, because why not? But see, that's what he's interested in. He's interested in these Baroque forms. And it's just lovely music. There's one on the Holy, Holy, Holy. What's Grosser Gott, Grosser Gott. I don't have the recording of it, although I have recorded it. On Holy God, we praise thy name. And he sets it. Oh, no, that's the recording. Well, I guess I could do that too, couldn't I? I think he's imitating the Schubler chorales. Anyways, I mean, this treatment of this hymn in a very Baroque trio, it's really easy to play, not that hard, and it's reminiscent of Bach's Schubert chorale, the Wacken Auf. So he just takes these, and he's creative with them, and obviously you're sorry when somebody dies, but I'm particularly sorry that he died, because I think he would have produced a lot more really wonderful literature. So if you remember nothing else for today, remember Liardon. He is truly wonderful in what he did. This Away From Us, The Demon Cried, Epiphany 4, wasn't a lot on that. I found a Charles Callahan, who also recently died, a setting of, it's hard to find on that tune. I don't think it's there, but he has one at any rate. O Son of God in Galilee, also for Epiphany. I guess you don't have a recording of that. Okay, Transfiguration, a wondrous type, a vision fair. Here we go back to Cataneo, young person. I hope I get credit for that. Oh, and he's foreign too, so that's like an extra star. So look, he has these three hymn preludes. I'll just point them all out while we're here. The Saint Denio, that da 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 da. Pretty easy. I was gonna say diatonic, then he kind of goes all over the place. But it's easy to listen to. You know, it's not offensively modern in terms of, you know, your congregation isn't gonna be distracted from the tonal center. And then the Deo Gratias, which I have this, I recorded this, so I'll play this.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you could use that as a hymn introduction, or maybe an offertory, maybe adjust the registration so it's not quite as aggressive as that, but that might work. From Depths of Woe. Here's Zakow again. this little setting by Hoyer, German organist. This is actually a canon. You can see a canon from the soprano and the bass. Sometimes you have to be careful because the versions of the melody in LSB might be slightly different than what the composer said, and you find that in this one. But I don't think it precludes them from being used. Lent 1, mark how the Lamb of God's self-offering. Found a couple here. Dun, 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 dun. Let's see what we have here. This little soloed melody. Oh, here we have Gjallarhorn. I won't play that for you. I don't have a recording of it, but again, you can see that there. A Mighty Fortress. I have a setting of this. I mean, you might want to. It's actually a trumpet tune. I think this was the Proclaim series again. I'm not trying to be self-promotional, but oh, yeah, it's a Proclaim series. There's a lot of good things in the Proclaim series. I actually wrote a trumpet tune on A Mighty Fortress. Lord Thee I Love With All My Heart, one of my favorite hymns. I play this, one of the things I do is I play, that's where my website is, Brick and Chapel Wedding Music. So I play weddings every Saturday at the University Chapel. We have a 1929 E.M. Skinner. And so I play 30 minutes of prelude music beforehand. And lots of this stuff I will recirculate and play because it's just so wonderful. And this is one that's in my queue right now during these. And I don't think these people really know or care that it's that tune, but I know. And I've actually had people come up to me and say, "Oh, I used to be Lutheran, and I remember that tune you played." And so I want to say, "Well, why aren't you still Lutheran?" But you know that doesn't take us to where we want to go. So this Alberti I'm playing right now. Let's see. Yeah, this is a nice, easy little, and it sounds okay on my 1929 Skinner. Not everything does. The melody actually migrates in this version.
Thank you.
doesn't actually set the whole tune. It just takes an inch of it. And there's some more here. We are Don. You see, he did that. I don't have that recorded. But again, a little introduction. See, he's really good at these introductions, these little intonations. If you're looking, I mean, see, sometimes you just need an intonation, a short introduction for an obscure tune. And look at him first, because I don't know why he did this, but it's just such a wealth of resources for us. May God bestow on us his grace, continuing in Lent. Yeah, so one of the, IMSLP is predicated upon copyright-free music. And sometimes weird things have happened with copyrights that some company has not renewed their copyright. For example, there's some Hugo Diesler pieces that are on here that are out of copyright for some reason I don't quite understand. So it is possible to find like really authoritative versions of music that for some reason has become copyright free, of which this is one, Johann Christian Bach. This is the whole book, I don't remember where it was. Again, this isn't a terribly thick texture in these pieces, but this is Johann Christian Bach. Lots of chorale preludes. Here's on the Mighty Fortress. Again, this is exemplifies you have to be careful of the tune. You know, this is not the rhythmic tune of a Mighty Fortress. It's dum 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 dum. Which, if you're singing dum 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 dum, you don't want to use this as a hymn introduction, but you could still use it in the service. So this is Johann Christoph Bach. Allein zu dir, let's see, there's several here. Oh yeah, I think this is not my recording. Oh yeah, it is. Idea, but it's possible. Another tune for that day is the St. Crispin, God So Loved the World That He Gave. Sometimes I just included a couple tunes because they're appointed for the day. Lent 5, My Song is Love Unknown. Okay, so when I was lecturing for the AGO chapter at the state that won't be named, so I thought, okay, well, I need to find some women composers. That would be a good idea. And so I found this lady here. Well, I'm going to do it this way because it will show you. She has a very interesting name. Her name is Carlotta Ferrari. I don't know if that's her stage name or what. Look at all this music she's composed. We're down to the bottom of the page and we're only on the C's. Now we go to the next 200. And we get to the I's. Yeah, see. Now, this is one of those cases where it gets overwhelming, uselessly overwhelming, and then you kind of tend to tune her out. But she has written a lot, like Liardon and like Cataneo, the other Italian fellow, on, he's written a lot on familiar tunes, Lutheran tunes and otherwise, of, well, and American tunes, because my example here is What Wondrous Love, again, continuing in the Lent series. So let me, I'm kind of picky about this tune. I don't like a lot of settings of it. Pages and pages. I don't think I would ever play the whole entire thing, but you could extract what I just finished playing as a hymn prelude or something. She has a lot of really nice settings. I would encourage you to look into what she has. Palm Sunday, a couple ones, of course, Kingsfold, da-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, and Valet Filch der Gaben, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, of course. Here's another one, another intonation by Liardon. Again, if you remember nothing else from today, remember him. Here's another intonation. Now, you have the problem, too, that sometimes these aren't in the keys that LSB has. I just use my transposer. Transpose it down to B flat. Then in that last chord, hold it, cancel, put, hit the next piston, and then you're fine. In theory. But that you are courting disaster. A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth, also in for just for Holy Week. I'm going to kind of move on. But there's several of these settings here. Again in Proclaim, Don Roderman, he's a neighbor of mine, former minister of music at Zion in Dallas. He has a setting of Sing My Tongue, the Glorious Battle, Fortunatus New in Proclaim. Auf, auf mein Herz. Again, Cataneo, younger person. Dum 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 dum. He gets a little bit crazy in this one, but I don't, you know, my own preferences are my own preferences. They're not really, they don't have to be yours. I Know My Redeemer Lives, Duke Street. This fellow, Beringer, he has a lot of music that is just really nice. He was a Lutheran, died not too long ago. This is his Partita on Duke Street. Dum, 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 dum. Actually, I've played this on harpsichord before. I mean, it's just nice, simple, bicinium duo settings. And a little thicker texture. He always has one, at least one, that's really chromatic and kind of dark sounding. And you can play this on piano, but Beringer is another person to search for. Okay, Cataneo again. This is very interesting. I would never have thought of composing a Flutenuhrstück, a flute clock piece on Jesus Christ Has Risen Today, but he did. Now, how you would use that, I don't really know. But it's really neat. I couldn't help but but notice the piece and record it. I mean, you're going to play that hymn on Easter, and I you know, Easter is not the Sunday for your 4-foot flute to shine. That's for your full organ and 32-foot reeds. What? Yeah, maybe so. Or, you know, if Lutherans still did interludes between stanzas, that would be a good one. But yeah, during communion. I just like the fact, I'm impressed that he had the idea to, hey, let's compose a piece for a 4-foot flute on Jesus Christ is risen today. Jesus Christ lay in death strong bands, again for Easter. I have a number of settings here. Krebs, of course. Johann Bernhard Bach, Telemann, again, I'm going to skip on. Easter 2, Sons and Daughters of the King. Let's see if this gives me an advertisement. Yeah, it gives me an advertisement. Yeah, that's not one of mine. So, but, dum 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 dum. Good setting there. Jefferson, Easter 3, who is this who walks in sorrow? Jeff Bursch has a setting of that. With High Delight, this is harder to find. And here's Hugo Diesler, which I don't, most of Hugo Diesler's pieces are still under copyright, but this volume appears not to be. Who plays Diesler? Anybody play Diesler? Okay, you do. Sometimes I ask that, and nobody plays Diesler. I don't think this is my setting, so we're going to have to make it. Thin texture, rather neo-Baroque, but this whole book is on here. So if you're into that sort of thing, which I am, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, this nice little setting by Henry Lay, another by Cataneo, of course. I think I'm going to move on because I'm kind of short, but again, you're not in the right key for The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, but you could do this as an opening voluntary to the service or something. Not necessarily connected to the hymn itself. Cataneo again, and he puts it in D, but there's lots of good settings. At the Lamb's High Feast, dear Christians, one and all rejoice. Again for Easter, let's see, go to this one. You could adjust the melody yourself there, and it wouldn't really detract from the piece. But that's a nice little easy setting. Again, doesn't require pedals. You can learn it on Thursday. Another ascension up through endless ranks of angels. Jeff Bursch has one from that Proclaim series. This is a nice one. They have this up in the CPH booth. Technically, this isn't a digital score, but well, it doesn't seem to be playing. Well, if that's the only thing that doesn't play this afternoon, then I'm doing good. Mulville, this Christ is a world's redeemer. There is very little on this, even though this is an old tune. And all right, please work. Okay, this might work. Easy one. You're not going to be able to learn that on Thursday. Taking us to Pentecost. How about Fetter here? Composer we don't know too much about, but I really like this setting here. I recorded this. Pentecost hymn there. And I think I'm going to leave it at that. So I want to make sure that you know how to access this webpage, because there's plenty. I went to a lot of work to populate this with links and videos, only about a fourth of which I have showed you today. But make sure you can get to it. So you can go to, if you go to PerkinChapelWeddingMusic.org, you're not going to find it, because this is a private, this is not public. So you have to type in the 402 or whatever that is. But really, if you just scan this, it'll take you right to the page. And then you don't have to worry about typing anything in. Well, thank you for bearing with me this afternoon. And I hope you remember to get a few good tips.
Thank you for listening in to this recorded session from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Institute on Liturgy, Preaching, and Church Music. We hope you'll join us at one of our conferences in the future. Visit lcms.org/worship-institute for more information. lcms.org/worship-institute.